My dear viewers, let's look at the benefits and the money, pearls of drinking water. Let's look at the two blessed sayings of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number one, do not drink water all at once, in a single breath, like a camel. Rather, drink in two or three sips. While breathing, recite Bismillah before you drink and invoke Alhamdulillah after you have finished. Number two, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has forbidden to breathe into the vessel or to blow into it. A renowned commentator, a great thinker of Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul Hanan, has said in his commentary of this hadith, to breathe into the vessel is an act of animus. Moreover, the breath sometimes may be poisonous. Therefore, one should breathe, moving the utensil away from the mouth. In other words, to take the glass away from the mouth while breathing. Do not cool down the hot milk or tea by blowing. Wait for some time and drink it when it is a bit cool. However, there is no harm to blow by reciting any verse of the Holy Quran or Salat ala Nabi, etc. with the intention of cure. Number three, recite Bismillah before drinking. Number four, drink water in small sips, as large sips cause liver impairment. Number five, drink water with the right hand while sitting. Number six, if wudu is done by taking water in some ua, etc., then drinking the leftover water is a cure of 70 diseases because it resembles water of Zamzam. Besides these two, the leftover water of wudu and water of Zamzam, it is makruh to drink any other water while standing. Drink these two waters while standing, facing towards the holy Qibla. Number seven, check before drinking that no harmful thing is present in it. Number eight, recite Alhamdulillah after drinking. Number nine, Hujjatul Islam Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has said, one should start drinking by reciting Bismillah. Recite Alhamdulillah at the end of the first breath. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen after the second breath. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim after the third breath. Number 10. Leftover clean water of a Muslim should not be discarded. Number 11. It is reported that the leftover of a Muslim is a cure. Number 12. After some moments of drinking water, if you observe the empty glass, some drops of water will be found collected at the bottom, trickling down from its inner sides. Drink them as well. My dear viewers, in order to learn thousands of sunnahs, buy the two books published by Maktabatul Madina, Bahar al-Shariat Part 16 and Sunnateh or Adab. One effective method for learning the sunnah is to travel in the sunnah-inspiring Madani kafilas with the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us all the ability to drink water according to the sunnah. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.